Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Lowell Ponte here. And Lowell, we have your article, Three Key Foreign Meetings, Not Just Singapore. Let's start from the top. What do you think we accomplished out of the Singapore meeting between Kim and Trump?
Oh, it's going to be a year before we know what was accomplished or wasn't. Obviously, an agreement was signed, an agreement somewhat vague in which North Korea agreed to move toward denuclearization. But what exactly that means or how long they expect to take, whether it's measured in years or decades, we don't know. In the meanwhile, of course, North Korea would like us to be doing all kinds of things for them. And Mr. Trump did do something concrete. He stopped the planned military exercises, joint exercises between the U.S. and South Korea.
Right.
Of course, from our point of view, that isn't necessarily critical. We can just take a step back and hold more such exercises with Japan.
And well, not just that, we could actually, I think of it as an animal trap. You ever been out in the woods? I used to practice in British Columbia. And if you want to trap an animal, what you got to do is you got to put a carrot inside a cage, and of course the cage door drops as soon as they get in and get the carrot. And this is, in a sense, a carrot for North Korea and also China and Russia. Because depending on their actions afterward, Trump can obviously drop that trap door in the back. And they're captured. So they need a trust but verify like Reagan. And I really think this is another example why Trump didn't even notify Mattis or the Joint Chiefs of Staff or the Pentagon when he was going to so-called cancel the games, which don't come on until 11 months from now. So a lot can happen between now and then, right?
Oh, indeed it can. And, of course, Trump also has taken the position that we are not going to be paying U.S. taxpayer benefits to North Korea until they show very serious compliance with the ideas in the agreement. Of course, even when payment is to be made, it's expected to be made mostly by South Korea or Japan.
Right.
On the theory that it's more to their advantage even than ours to keep North Korea reined in as a nuclear power. China, on the other hand, is in a fun position. They of course, do not want a U.S.-related state or a nuclear state that the U.S. might be able to influence right up against their border. Kim is scared to death. In fact, he had to fire several of his top people before he left to go to Singapore because he feared a coup d'etat there. He showed himself to be a puppet of the Chinese. You notice there's an old joke that, you know, the president of our third world country, or pardon me, our third world country's national airline won't be flying today. The president needed the plane. Well, Kim didn't even have one plane fit to fly to Singapore. He flew to Singapore on Air China. By the way, flying a 747 made in the U.S., which I found endearing.
Right.
Escorted by Chinese fighter jets. So it does not exactly show independence or personal strength. In fact, even the limousine that Kim rode around Singapore in, his own personal presidential limousine with a toilet built in, or at least included, so that no one can ever study what he might drop or leave as detectable deposits of himself. Kim was driving around in a Mercedes limousine.
Right.
What does this tell us about Korea? It tells us it's basically a third world country with a few potential nukes on its hands.
Right, but they're a proxy of Russia and China. And the fact is that this policy of Russia and China to have proxy countries with nukes, including $3 billion paid by Iran to snoop into what Iran, Korea is doing, and also what I've been whistleblower on, and I haven't seen a response from the government yet, but I'm going to put a package together for Trump, Venezuela. Venezuela is high on the list of countries that actually are collaborating with Russia and China and the Orinoco River, where Russian submarines are tunneled into the side of the river, and Chinese divisions are right on the territory of Venezuela while they have nuclear submarines right in their ports. So the very fact is we have a Cuban Missile Crisis all over again in Venezuela, and the proliferation is directly the result of actions by Russia and China. No, I think Trump's policy, he needs to get a lot tougher, not only on North Korea, but he also needs to get tougher on China and Russia. The very fact that 2 weeks before the talks, Chinese President Xi, dictator, called Trump and tried to tell him, hey, I want you to rescue ZTE, which violated the Iranian sanctions, and is in serious financial trouble now. Trump's response back with his financial people is, we're going to change the board, we're going to embed people in the board, and we're going to give you a $1 billion fine for your behavior. The fact is that a lot of these companies in China are hanging by a thread, and if we pull the intellectual property rights, etc., a lot of them are going to go belly up, because a lot of these public companies that are in China are basically just proxies of the PLA. Billionaires, 80% of the new billionaires in the last 25 years are Communist Party members. And if we pull the plug on them or lock down their bank accounts of these illegal banks, there's four banks that have been actually laundering money for North Korea, and the Russian oligarchs, what they're doing, including Rosatom, that supplies the rocket engines and these missile guidance systems for Kim's rockets, they're all finished. Trump doesn't even need to contact Congress. He makes a few phone calls, they're roasted, they're done. And people don't get this, do they?
No, in fact, it's interesting. Trump was using a kind of good cop, bad cop strategy with little Kim, in that he had John Bolton as one of his top advisors.
Otherwise known as Lightning Bolton. How's that?
Well, he was. In fact, a month ago, he said North Korea ought to follow a, quote, Libyan model, close quote. In
yeah.
Now, Libya unilaterally surrendered its nuclear program in 2003, but its leader, Muammar Gaddafi, was killed in 2011 by NATO-backed rebels. Now, with that in mind, what year did little Kim come to power on his father's death? Why, 2011. He's acutely aware of what risk you take when you give up your nuclear weapons. I think Trump basically decided, at least temporarily, to call back the usual annual drills, military drills with South Korea, because they wanted Kim to be able to go home and say to his generals, look what I achieved. I actually did something militarily for the country.
Wow.
But remember, Kim is 34 years old, approximately, educated in Switzerland. Trump is 72. No, yeah, he's 72 now. He just had his birthday.
Yeah.
So he's about twice Kim's age.
Well, his birthday's tomorrow, actually.
Grandfatherly.
Yeah. Trump is on the same birthday as my wife, Michelle, which is tomorrow. But 72 is his age. But he's not acting like a normal 72, is he?
No, heavens, I'm 72. And I'm not like a normal.
You see some of my anti-aging colleagues in New York that belong to the same Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. That's why. The same as the quarterback for the Patriots. People need to know, if you start taking the proper nutriments and epigenetic technology like our new Red Deer Velvet that's arriving this week, and epigenetic frequency therapies and so on, and peptides and nutraceuticals, you not only slow, but we are rapidly approaching in the next probably 2 to 5 years zero aging. We not only don't age, you actually reverse aging, so we're going to see the emergence of the elderly. Old people becoming young enough, they enter sports again and go back into the workforce.
I suppose if you can build up enough NAD in the body by taking precursors or things akin to that, you can probably roll back Alzheimer's and a lot of other things. At least
I have the NAD tablets in one of our products. You can put them under your tongue, and in 5 minutes, your NADA levels, both your body and your brain, are immediately reversed.
Except there are parts of the body that the NAD molecule is a little big for.
Well, we have a special delivery system, and we are actually developing newer delivery systems for all our products. We're always upgrading. And nobody in the world actually can compete with us. Nobody. That doesn't matter if you can't order them online at Amazon or Jet or anywhere else or think you're going to get the proper advice. That's why just before the show I had a gentleman who I've been helping with his MS, and he said, well, my cognitive scalp has come back, but I wanted to go off to a stem cell clinic in Panama. I said, did I recommend Panama? I said, I've researched all the stem cell clinics. I've been working with them for 15 years. So if you have to listen to my advice, the same thing with advice on political stuff. Trump, I think, is on the ball. He's so far ahead of his colleagues that and the so-called politicians are basically inadequate, impotent numbskulls. He is succeeding so beyond their expectations. The media are having a literal conniption. Look at Robert De Niro threatening to punch the president in the face, and now he did the F-bomb. Guess what, Robert? If I saw you face to face, you would not like it. And welcome back. So, we have a couple of meetings to talk about. The three meetings, of course, are the Bilderberger meeting, the G7 meeting, where Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau acted very inappropriate and acted like a stilted girlfriend, I call a bro-friend, of Trump. I'm thinking, why act like this is an emotional response when you got 275% tariffs against Canadian dairy products, American dairy products coming into Canada, and tariff and non-tariff barriers for lumber and other products, and then act like because Canadians fought beside Americans, we should accept the fact they're stripping us of our steel and our aluminum industries. I think the Canadian response is disgusting. I think it's absolutely bizarre when I hear Trump, who is a free trader, simply say, hey, let's drop the tariffs to zero. You compete, I compete, we'll just send products back and forth across the border and see who benefits. I'm sure Canadians would benefit as well as Americans, but you have to compete on a level playing field. Just like if we have a 2% tariff for German cars coming here, 2.5%, they have a 10% going into Germany plus non-tariff barriers. I think it's disgusting that the G7 nations that are supposedly allies think that this is America's a big piggy bank and we're going to tolerate trillion-dollar deficits every year with their national debt going through the ceiling, which, by the way, started with the illegal war of 9/11. I mean, 9/11 and the debts afterward doubled by the Barack Obama, the Abominator, I call him, like the Terminator of the United States, is all based on fantasy, lies, and banker-postulated other things. And look at how much we've spent to protect the Europeans, and now they're talking about their own military force. I mean, I think it's the behavior of so-called allies. They need to be bitch-slapped into reality, don't they?
Oh, and it's all the worse because Justin Trudeau was attacking our president just after he left to get on the plane to fly to Singapore to protect the safety of the world in a major nuclear crisis. So in other words, he was being stabbed in the back, weakened, damaged as a negotiator at exactly the moment he needed the power to negotiate.
Well, what's going on in Canada is the Canadians are getting fed up with this snowboarding Prime Minister, we call Hollywood type, who's good-looking, but a knucklehead and socially inappropriate Prime Minister who, if they had an election today, he'd lose to the Conservatives. I mean, I saw and know a lot about what's going on in federal government. My great uncle, my grandmother's brother, was a Deputy Prime Minister for many years with Pierre Elliott Trudeau. So I know what's going on in the Canadian government. Also, my brother-in-law was actually good friends to the former prime minister and was a senior aide to the premier of Nova Scotia. So I can tell you what I know about Canada. Canadians aren't going to put up with this crap. They're not a lot different than Americans. They're very similar in many ways.
It's amazing that they elected him in the first place. But let's throw down a few notes. At the most extreme, remember, Pierre Elliott Trudeau was not only a skirt chaser, I mean his father, but an egomaniac. But his mother was a very loose woman who reportedly had an affair with Fidel Castro. In fact, there is some talk that says Justin's real father is Fidel Castro.
Oh, I don't think that's likely. I don't think
likely, but it's still thrown out there indicating what they're like.
Exactly, yeah. And if you've had dancing half naked in a gay pride thing in I think Ontario, and then literally saying the prayer of acceptance as a Muslim in a Muslim mosque in Montreal, this prime minister is clinically insane.
Oh, and he and his family went to India, dressed up in fancy, pretentious Indian costumes, and when people in India were asked about his dress and his behavior, they were saying, oh, at most we put that on once a year for special religious rituals. We don't wear that kind of clothing all the time. Most of us never wear it at all.
Right.
And so it was just silly to have Justin Trudeau doing
My interactions with Indians is they're as straightforward as Brits or Germans or any American. They're not full of it, and they're not weird. And when you talk to people from India, they're just like straightforward. They're more straightforward than the Chinese. The Chinese always have another agenda. And they're abusing the hell out of their people. I don't know why we have most favored nation status for the last 25 years with the WTO. China should have lost that status a long time ago.
But let's remember, too, the G7 was happening in the context of what's going on in Europe.
Right.
Angela Merkel was there. Emmanuel Macron, the head of France, was there. And Angela Merkel had just proved, as I mentioned, as I talked about in my column at WorldNet Daily this week, WND.com,
right,
that Angela Merkel had approved Macron's proposal, anticipated by our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine,
right,
more than a year ago, that Europe have its own autonomous military. Though they're not paying their fair share of support for NATO, which has and always has an American commander, a SACEUR, a Supreme Allied Europe commander.
Right.
They want a military under the command of the European Union that could be used to suppress European countries if they attempt to leave. And by the way, Italy just elected as heads of their government people who were anti the European Union, much as England had done. Slovenia, Melania Trump's home country, just voted for an anti-European Union person.
Right.
I mean, they're
the same with Austria, too. Austria is in the same position, and Hungary has even banned the arrival of George Soros and is specifically going after him because he's a native Hungarian. What people need to start understanding is this is a globalist totalitarian regime, and if they could get rid of America, no nation on earth would be safe. There would be no national borders anywhere. It would be global trade zones run by bankers, and the globalists want to control matrix, where e-currencies and literally the matrix itself, right out of the movie, would control everything on earth, including even your cybernetic consciousness. They would hack into your consciousness at some point down the road. People say, no, they can't do that. I said, you know what? If you want to sit down and shut up, I'll give you the tech reasons as to how and when and why they're going to do this. But we don't need to go there. You know, just like people in Europe are finally getting fed up when they wouldn't even, after the earthquakes, repair the water and sewage treatment plants in Europe, in Italy, the people in Brussels said, oh, no, we can't afford that. And the homes were falling down by the earthquake. It's ridiculous. So the Italians finally had a kind of reality check to say, oh, yeah, okay, you don't care about our people at all, so we're just going to disconnect ourselves from the EU. And, you know, 75 to 85% of the regulations are passed by Brussels or Strasbourg, and they have no input whatsoever. There's no representative democracy there in Europe at all. It's a totalitarian bureaucracy.
Right, it's the Eurocrats. It's the superior elite controlling
right.
the people. In fact, the founder of the EU acknowledged that what he is dedicated to is anti-democracy, because, after all, Hitler was democratically elected.
Yeah, but you know what? It's even more autocratic than the Soviet Union or even Communist China. At least there's regional representation. Right?
Right, and we've gone over who Angela Merkel really is in the past. I mean, she's not really a German, as we think of it. She was born and raised in East Germany, communist East Germany, speaking Russian so well that they brought her repeatedly to Moscow as an example of what a perfect East German girl could be like in
the condition
of the Soviet Empire.
Right, and the most vile security service on earth in modern history is the Stasi, the East German.
And so we have a very interesting trade situation. And by the way, we'll talk about that when we come back, what the tariffs are really all about.
Right. Maybe we should change it from tariffs to terrorists.
They're not that different, are they?
Yeah, they're close. back in a moment with Lowell. Welcome back. So, Noel, as we see the cardinals at this meeting, we have, of course, the current pope, which is basically a social communist, and some of his latest statements are so over the top, clinically, demonically energized and insane, like he wants nobody on earth to have guns except for the United Nations, or he's now accepted gays as equal citizens of the church. I'm thinking, well, why did the church in the first place make everybody celibate? That's anti-Christian. I mean, it says right in the Bible, even in the books written by Paul and others, that a leader in the church should be a husband of one wife, not four wives, or no wife at all. If you don't have your own family, how are you going to be a member and kind of oversee the family of a local church community?
Well, if the Pope, for example, is modeled on Peter, for goodness sake, Peter had a wife.
Right.
So why, the Bible's very clear about that. So why did this celibacy idea ever take over in the first place, except that, of course, if you don't have a wife, then your entire focus is on something else. But the focus may be on getting a young boy or something like that.
Well, I'll tell you the reason why. Then I'm going to get into spiritual stuff here. The primary demonic horde that actually run Earth directly under Lucifer are the highest order of warrior demons called incubi and succubi. If you go to the James Weir's Book of Demonology, 1535, and you actually look back to what they were new in ancient knowledge, the fact is that these priests actually used the Sunday worship, but because they weren't Christians, when they changed to Sunday worship, they were Druids. Druids worshipped the first day of the sun because they worshipped the sun god, Apollo or Apollyonus, and people don't know this, do they? That's why, in fact, even the first jihad by the first leaders of the Muslim church who were trying to... People don't understand this, but Muhammad, his initial intentions, this is a young man with seizures and relatively high IQ, but he had seizure disorders and he heard voices. So he's obviously schizophrenic. In fact, one of his talks, in fact, which is in the Quran, he wasn't sure whether he was hearing from God or from Satan. So he actually talked about this with his wife. Said, I'm not sure if when I wrote that, I didn't write it down when I came up with this oral tradition, which was later written down about 120 years after he died, that he wasn't sure if he was talking to Lucifer or the opposer, Satan, or God. Okay? And his initial intention was to actually reform the church of the Catholic Church and reform Judaism, which he knew was apostate at the time. This is by the 6th century. So people don't get this. And unfortunately, Islam is a pseudo-religion trying to pretend to be a religion, when 85% of it, according to Walid Shabbat, is simply a mind-control, geopolitical monstrosity driven by violence and oppression to control the world. And that's why Macron's trying to rewrite the Quran. It's not going to work unless you close a lot of the mosques where they're inciting violence. It's never going to mix with Western culture. And like Erdogan says, there's a battle coming between the scimitar and the cross. Well, the scimitar is going to disappear. Because if you start a great big war with the cross, the Christian and the democratic nations of the West, the Islam will disappear in a vapor cloud. They're not going to survive.
And that would certainly be true in the U.S. Now, whether there is enough Christianity left in Europe to make that happen or not is another question.
Well, there's almost no Christianity left in Europe. But here's the point. You only start to actually become, let's say, a believer when you're at the end of your wits. You're dying of cancer. You've been invaded by Islam. These pseudo-religious maniacs are controlling everything, including sticking their butts in the air to do prayer 5 days away during the day in downtown streets in Paris. They're taking over one of the main shopping centers in Sweden, so you can't even go to the shopping center because it's run by gangs. Only about 5% of them actually have jobs. The rest of them are on benefits, say, in Sweden. Out of like 160.
Rape skyrocketed.
Yeah, it's like, exactly, rape, and women are trying to re-dye their hair and wear, you know, not the whole, you know, burqa thing, but they're trying to cover themselves up so they don't get raped. I mean, come on, let's face the music. But you see, people don't want to ask tough questions. I often will say on the show, I don't ask you to agree with me. In fact, I don't want you to agree. I want you to ask better questions. And if you actually start to think, you know how you can identify if someone's actually thinking, Lowell? Yeah. It's a leading question, by the way. You can see brown or black smoke coming out their ears. You can see sparkles come off their eyeballs.
Does that mean the new pope has been selected or not? That was a little paper.
Yeah, I know. Well, exactly. Well, first off, this pope, he was just like the last one, that looked like the Emperor Palpatine, you know, the pope, the previous pope was still alive. And the last thing that happens, by the way, if you're thinking, is your hair goes on fire. So very few people think. And if they start thinking or even asking questions, so the thinking isn't thinking you have the answer. It's asking a question that makes you feel ignorant. If you don't ask a question tough enough to make you feel ignorant, you're never going to learn. You're going to always think you have the a priori assumptions that everything is circumscribed by your intellect, and you're a functional moron, and stupidity and ignorance is always leads to disaster. That's why wisdom is always king. And the problem is the wisdom only occurs in what's called the media, or the high priests, or we call the priest class, the people who ask questions and want to know the true nature of the universe. That's why all the ancient cultures that lasted longer than 200 years, even according to de Tocqueville, had to have a priest class that was above the warrior king. We don't have that. In fact, the people that are surrounding, say, Trump right now are a bunch of satanic morons. Look at this guy, John Bolton, who's clearly out of his mind. I don't know what Pompeo is. He's very arrogant. But the fact is that these people, many of them are in secret orders. They currently worship Lucifer, Satan, or the oppositional powers of Luciferic government. That's the facts. It doesn't matter what religion they are, by the way, whether they're Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, transhumanist, or whatever they are, they're all sticking in the same thing. So I always think a lot of it is a dance for the public consumption, whether it's the left or the right. Right?
So, Ben, who should we be following other than Bill Deagle?
What we should follow is prayer. Everybody has what's called the Urim and Thumb stones in their soul. So you can pray on things and get a yes, no. That's all you need.
Urim and Thummim, the sacred dice.
The sacred dice are in everybody's soul.
War on.
Everybody knows, yeah, because, see, people are led by arguments, and arguments and emotion never change people. You can talk to someone on the left that's supposedly got a good intellect. Look at, for example, Angela Merkel. She's a nuclear physicist, so obviously she should have the brains to know that what she's doing is suicidal for Germany. But she persists in her behavior, despite even losing power geopolitically, because she's darkened by spiritual darkness. So if you don't break through the darkness of these people, you're never going to get through their intellect or their emotions. It doesn't matter how much you make them feel tingly with emotions or good song or poetry or movies or how much your argument is. That's why I always get a kick out of even media or even the alternative media, thinking it's always due to I just don't have a good enough argument or delivery system. No. It's spirit words. It's getting through to people on a spiritual level that changes and opens their astral or the spirit eyes and ears to hear. And until it's God's timing and the right moment and the right prayer strikes people's souls, they're never going to listen to your argument. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how good your argument is. It's not going to do a damn thing, or your poetry or your song or whatever, until it's God's purposes and their souls are open to receive the message.
Well, at least Donald Trump, whatever his failings, has broken the gestalt of the old way of doing things, of making people think about things differently.
Yeah.
Now we have Rod Rosenstein, apparently the Deputy Attorney General, or DAG, apparently threatening congressional staffers from the House of Representatives with subpoenas if they continue to question him and ask for documents.
The only thing that's more obscene than his request for documents, as a so-called counter to protect himself as an American citizen, is the insanity of Sessions saying it's perfectly appropriate. Sessions and Rosenstein need to be fired so fast it should have happened months ago. It's sickening that they still have a job.
I keep thinking over some national holiday like the 4th of July, Trump does have the authority to fire both of them and replace.
Well, it should have been sooner rather than later, because as soon as he fires them, they should appoint a separate counsel to go after Mueller, Obama, Valerie Jarrett, and all the other cadre of criminals. And it's like the movie The Big Short. Unless they wear orange jumpsuits and go to prison without daytime public opinions or writing books, then this is going to repeat itself, maybe after Trump is gone in 2025. And unless we fix this cancer, it's going to re-metastasize, and when it comes back this time, it'll be lethal to America.
Well, I'm saying during the holiday, because that puts it into a recess appointment, so he does not need to confirm his one-year picks to hold these offices with Congress. He
just that's smart.
Instantly. If he didn't confirm them, they'd be blocked.
That's really good. Yeah, and people like... That article is pretty interesting. What would you give advice in terms of the Bilderberger meeting, the G7, and, of course, the Trump thing? This is going to take a year to find out. My guess is Trump is very balanced in what he's saying here. Hey, we'll see in 6 months if it doesn't work out. Obviously, he's going to reexamine it. Trump doesn't take a position of trying to become a loved celebrity. He's not even kind of calling toward, hey, I want the Nobel Prize. No, he's not. It's everybody else pushing for it. And then when I see the G7, he absolutely takes no bones that I want no tariffs, I want free trade, but I want level trade. And then when we deal with the Bilderbergers, he had no comments at all. To me, the real Bilderbergers are a bunch of frustrated bankers wanting to control the world. And the game's over for several reasons. First, we're moving toward e-currencies like a e-currency version of the dollar, but also Carat Bars and Carat Bank IO and many other cryptocurrencies. There are 130 of them now worldwide. And as far as I'm concerned, the regular currencies controlled by banks are going to disappear into a black void, into a event horizon of financial disaster. And one of those first things that's going to happen is pulling the plug on Europe. When Italy and these other countries decide to pull the euro and start reprinting, say, the lira in Italy, it's the end of the euro and the eurocrats running the whole world from their new platform of the European 26-plus nations. The other danger is, of course, that Turkey is trying to vie to become a full member of the European Union, which means it'll have to have apologetic behavior toward Islam, which is extremely dangerous. And we have a shared missile defense system with the European Space Agency, America does, and that would be very catastrophic for America. Years before, people advised them, don't do it, don't do it. And then they said, previous administrations thought it was a good idea to share our space-based imaging and satellite ministries with the Europeans, and to save money, and that was suicidally stupid. And now with the Europeans saying they want their own military force, which, by the way, they can't afford because they've got all these social programs. I don't know what...
military at least strong enough to conquer their own countries. And, of course, they're building their own GPS, too.
Well, their GPS system is actually integrated with ours. See, I work taking care of the employees of the U.S. Military Space Command in the mid-90s, so I know everything about what's going on. And it was actually only a few years before that they actually started integrating with the European satellite imaging systems, which was stupid. And it's like, excuse me, why would you share your most vital thing for missile defense with Europeans? And then now we have the danger that Turkey wants to become a full member. This is, and Turkey, by the way, is an entry point for all the former Islamic republics, not only of the Middle East, but of the former Soviet Union, like Tajikistan, Azerbaijan, Kazakhstan, etc. And all of these have people that are Turkic-like peoples that will come through Turkey and become full European citizens. So you can go anywhere, Germany or elsewhere, and the people doing a lot of the trades, like driving taxis, fixing buildings, putting up glass, they're all Turks. It's crazy, isn't it?
They are the braceros of Europe.
Yeah, they are. They are the braceros.
Especially the Germanic part of Europe.
Right.
And so, such are the joys that we have. By the way, with the tariffs, they now talk about retaliating against Trump's tariffs in the EU, in Mexico, in Canada. And what's interesting about that is they're not doing it economically, as tariff retaliation used to be done in trade war. They're doing it politically. They are creating tariffs specifically targeted on Trump states and Trump areas and Trump-related businesses.
Yeah, in other words, they want to hit specific products where the Trump-supporting states in the Midwest, the states like to produce hogs or specific products in states where Trump got it, basically won, because it's basically three states in the Rust Belt states that Trump won that actually gave him enough votes in the that to actually become president. It wasn't the full vote that was, a lot of it was illegal, of course, with Hillary, because a lot of them were illegals here in California voting, or they voted multiple times, say, in Michigan.
Sure, but the fact, keep in mind, if we're talking about Russian collusion as this terrible threat to our democracy, this is very much a kind of collusion among countries targeting us with political tariffs designed to injure one candidate or one political party and thereby help the other, which is all the more ironic in the case of the steel 25% and aluminum 10% tariffs that Trump has put on, because, after all, the people who care most about those are Democrats and our union steel worker members. It's
right.
Not Republicans. Republicans would just as soon get rid of many of them.
Yeah, I think what's going to happen, though, anytime a tariff war is started by other countries against America, they're going to lose big. We may catch a cold, they'll have double pneumonia and drop dead. And the same with these stupid Canadians and Europeans. You do not want to start a trade war with America, because we're more America will always come out on top. That's why Trump said, bring it on, China. At the very least, China's offering right off the top to cut $100 billion out of the $367 billion deficit each year. The fact is, the Chinese are going to lose big time. And the intellectual property issue, which has been brought forward, the issue of companies coming in and handing over their technology, and then taking that technology and literally printing off knockoffs on the night shift when the regular shift producing the products in Europe, in China, for example, wind vanes for wind power, etc. And I talked to him on the show a few years ago. One of the senior company people from the wind vane company was brought over to China, and they ripped them off terrible. Stole their technology, tried to repatent it, and booted them out of the country after they wouldn't collaborate.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, other things that we let drop. I did mention the book, Money, Morality, of the Machine. Chris,
right.
Craig Smith was on Neil Cavuto just today, as he is about once a week. And we would be happy to give absolutely free, at no cost. We'll pay the shipping and everything. It will not cost you a penny to get this 250-page book that explains a lot of this and reads like a novel. Just all you need to do is call a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the Air Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492, and Money, Morality, and the Machine, a wonderful book, is yours. A couple of things we didn't mention. Seattle had put this $275 per worker tax on big companies there like Amazon. Well, they have just rolled it back. They couldn't take the pressure from Amazon. And
yeah. That's so funny. Is that funny or what?
Demonstrated to any investor in the country, you would be a fool to invest in Seattle because they have politicians there capable of doing things. Politicians are now scared for their safety because they have so ramped up violence against people who disagree in our political system. Oh, and in California, that proposal to split California into three states is going to be on the November ballot. The only thing people are not being told is that it's very carefully designed to make San Francisco in control of Northern California, San Diego in control of Southern California, and Los Angeles in control of California, meaning two out of the three states will be Democrat.
Right.
The third will be probably a toss-up. And so it's just going to give more Senate seats to Democrats, more members of Congress to Democrats than they have now. At least so says Thomas Lifeson, my friend of AmericanThinker.com. And, of course, my column this week that we've been talking about appears at WorldNetDaily.com or WND.com. It appeared June 11th.
Right. And that column, by the way, I have the link, and I'm going to post that link up as well. That is WorldNetDaily.com 2018. And, of course, we've got the key foreign meetings, not just Singapore.
Not just Singapore. By the way, I think they've gone over entirely to WND.com. I just started a
page. Yeah, WND.com, yeah, and then it has
but they're,
other,
they're a fun bunch of
other tags.
Vacation to Alaska with them, and so I'm happy they've talked me into coming back.
Aha, wonderful.
And, as I say, we're going to see the tariffs used, but is anyone going to say the tariffs are being used exactly the way that Russia purportedly was using collusion to influence our elections? Probably not.
Right. That basically is the same. It's actually it's a more vile process because it's directly kind of financially harming states that supported Trump, so it's going to attack people, not just politicians, to harm them, to say, how dare you elect Donald Trump, which we don't like because he's going to a trade war with us, so we're going to punish you people for voting for Trump. That's what it's doing. It's not punishing just Trump. It's punishing the people that supported Trump.
No, it's a pretty inhumane thing. If you're going to have war, you shouldn't make war on civilians, but that's what they're doing.
Well, I honestly think when you have to understand, when you have a non-republic, supposedly demonocracy, I've changed the name from democracy to demonocracy, because it always deteriorates. You get totalitarianism shrouded in the idea that it's just niceness, and it's improper to actually complain about unfair tariffs against America, because we've been the piggy bank so long, how dare we not take their abuse? It's like a wife who's been dealing with a wife beater, husband come home with his t-shirt, wife beater t-shirt on, and he wants to smack his wife around, and she meets him at the front door with a shovel and smacks him on the forehead. That's Donald Trump. The smacking has only started. We're going to bitch slap the G7 nations into reality, and we'll have a level playing field. He's a free trader. He wants no tariffs, or almost none. They don't want that. They want to continue using the piggy bank and abusing us. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.